It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
This is the perfect shirt. If I had more than one of this shirt, world domination.
This coat's definitely a keeper. I could pass it on to my kids if I want to.
It's perfect for warm weather and cool weather, so I take it everywhere.
I met the love of my life in these pants. I wear them everywhere I go. They're like a second skin.
It's my favorite because it's easy to take care of.
It's my favorite because it keeps me dry.
They're my favorite because they're cotton.
It's cotton.
They're cotton.
Cotton. It's your favorite for a reason. Check the label. Learn why at thefabricofourlives.com.
Well, Milbank slammed the door on cotton prices this week at the 64-cent mark as prices retreated back down to the 62-cent level, basis of spot market July contract. But now with just over a month of trading left before the old crop enters history books, the 5-cent trading range between 61 and 66 cents remains firmly entrenched. I think speculators spent the final 2 days of this week probing the downside support between 61 and 62 cents, but backed off as decent mill business was uncovered in that area. The new crop December contract did climb to its highest level since the first week in January, 63.56 cents, but lost ground the remainder of the week. The Chinese reserve offerings got off as expected, even though a day late, with some two-thirds of the offerings being U.S. and Australian good and strict middling types, as they had advertised they would be. But essentially all of the Chinese stocks offered by the government this past week were sold. U.S. exports lagged. That was the other news, but shipments continued at a very excellent pace. The 5-cent trading range, I think, just shows all prospects of holding on until the 1st of July time period, when maybe we'll get some more direction from Mother Nature. Now, the market has uncovered little, if any, impactful news on the week, but the Chinese sales finally came online, and Trudeau announced plans. The imported cotton was the highlight of the sale. The government confirmed that, as I said, nearly all the cotton was sold, 99.6%, and 80% of it was imported high grades, and 20% of it was domestic Chinese cotton. The imported U.S. and Australian grades were fully subscribed, some 72, 73 million metric tons, and the rest of it was Chinese cotton. The mill's response to this offering, I think, very clearly showed that their hand-to-mouth buying, that they really wanted to get their hands on some cotton, and they've done that, and it's believed that the sales of imported cotton represented only about 10% of the stocks held by China. So, as the Chinese have said, there will be some high-quality cotton continuing to be offered to the mills, and there will be some of the first that's all continue to be the first that's offered to their domestic mills. The Chinese cash market is totally void of any quality cotton. They have a fair amount of cotton in their cash market that's not quality, so they need this U.S. and Australian high-quality to mix with what's already available, and that's why the government is offering that first. As previously announced by the Chinese, their plan is to ensure adequate offerings of high grade until their new crop becomes available, and that'll be, of course, between the September-October time period. And all of the high grades that they have in their stock are, in fact, U.S. and Australian. So that will continue to see that play out, and I think that does somewhat offer some stability to the market. And U.S. weekly export sales, impacted by the prior week's prices that averaged above 63 cents, were less than impressive, but did represent a measurable increase over the prior week when prices were sent higher to 150 points higher. Net sales of upland cotton totaled a little over 61,000 bales this past week. Of note, Brazil was the leading purchaser, followed by China and Pakistan. It just continues to tell us of the very disappointing Brazilian crop, because they're just not wanting to import from the U.S., and it tells us that they need quality cotton. But there were small sales made for 2016-17 delivery, nothing impressive. The exports were really, the actual shipments were the item that remained significant, in the fact that there were 277,600 running bales of upland that was shipped, continuing on the pace to cause USDA to have to increase its annual export sales estimate, and also telling us that carryover stocks in the U.S. continue to decline, laying a pretty good underlying base for support of the December contract to get it up and above that 63-cent high it had made earlier this week, the highest it, as I said, had been since the first week in January. Be sure to give that gift of cotton this week. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.